Track 4. It's seal season. Between November and January, thousands of grey seal pups will be born around the Norfolk coast. Here's how you can catch a glimpse of these flipping awesome creatures.
Almost half of the world's population of grey seals lives around the British coast. Norfolk is an important breeding area for these charismatic creatures. Grey seal breeding season is from November to January, and the pups, with their big, soulful eyes and fluffy white coats, are an increasingly popular draw for visitors. Seeing the awesome spectacle of hundreds of seals on the beach has become a real winter tradition for many, especially at Christmas and New Year. There are regular boat trips from Mawston Quay to see the seals at Blakeney Point, which is home to England's largest grey seal colony. Around 4,000 seal pups are born each year. And it was featured in an episode of Sir David Attenborough's TV series Wild Isles. Head further east, and the flat beaches, shallow waters and high dunes around Horsey and Winterton are another ideal location for the females to give birth. Last breeding season, just over 3,600 pups were spotted on the five-mile stretch between Waxham and Winterton. The pup count was 2,069 during the 2019-20 season. The charity Friends of Horsey Seals ensures that it's a safe experience for the seals and wildlife watchers. It came into being in 2012 when funding for a Natural England and Broads Authority project to protect the seals, which had started to give birth on Horsey Beach, came to an end. The trained wardens make sure that the seals are kept safe and they create a positive experience for visitors. They also have a seal rescue team. Trained by the RSPCA, it operates 7 days a week. You can also go seal spotting in the summer. Between June and August, common seals and their pups populate Blakeney Point and the sandbanks of Hunstanton. You can distinguish common seals by their short noses. Grey seals have long, flat noses. And their pups are born with brown fur. They're also smaller. They're up to 1.6 metres in length and up to 100 kilograms in weight, whereas grey seals can be 2.5 metres in length and males can weigh as much as 300 kilograms. The Friends of Horsey Seals gives us 11 fascinating facts. Bulls live for up to 25 years and cows live for around 35 years. Grey seals are thought to be able to dive to depths of 300 metres and stay underwater for up to 20 minutes. Grey seal milk contains up to 50 to 60% fat, 10 times more than a Jersey cow's milk, which helps the pups gain weight rapidly and develop a layer of blubber. Pups go from their birth weight of around 13 to 45 kilograms in just 3 weeks. Pups are born with a white coat known as a lanugo. They melt this after they're weaned, around 3 weeks after they're born. The process of growing a shorter adult waterproof coat takes another 3 weeks or so. Grey seals typically return to breed and melt to one particular location, and female grey seals often return to have their pups at the colony where they were born. Female grey seals only suckle pups for 17 to 23 days, and then their job is done. The pups stay behind on the beach alone for around another 3 weeks to melt their white coats and grow their grey waterproof one, and they fast during this time, living off their fat. When they're ready, the pups go into the sea and teach themselves to fish. Male seals are called bulls, female seals are cows, and baby seals are pups. Seals can sleep on or even under water. They can float vertically in the sea with just their heads poking out of the water to breathe, which is known as bottling. Others can slow their heartbeat down to conserve oxygen and roll around on the seabed, enjoying 40 winks for up to 2 hours. You might spot a seal in an unexpected location. Last year, a grey seal was spotted outside the kebab shop in Hemsby after taking a wrong turn from the dunes. Grey seals and other pinnipeds, that's seals, sea lions and walruses, use highly sensitive whiskers known as mystacial vibrissae to detect fish-generated water movements when hunting in murky water with poor visibility or dark conditions. Well, now here are some of the do's and don'ts if you're planning a trip to see the seals at Horsey or Winterton. Number one, stay off the beach. During the 12-week breeding season from November to February, keep to the paths and roped-off viewing areas and stay off the beach. This is to ensure that both visitors and seals are kept safe and to avoid unnecessary erosion on the dunes. Seal wardens will be able to direct you to the best viewing points. Don't disturb lone seals. It's common to spot pups which appear to be on their own. In the 3 weeks after they're born, their mothers might leave them for a while to swim and hunt for food. The cows leave their pups after about 21 days, and then in the following 3 weeks, the pups will stay on the beach on their own while they molt their white fur, living off their fat reserves. Unless a seal appears to be injured or distressed, it should be left alone. And do not try to help a seal yourself, advise a warden. In fact, keep your distance. Don't let their cuteness fool you. Seals are feisty, territorial animals. Keep a minimum of 10 metres away from them and never get too close or walk between a cow and a pup. They're likely to desert their pups if you disturb them, leaving them to starve. Keep your dog on a short lead. Females are very protective of their pups and will bite if a dog gets too close. If your dog is bitten, it will need to see a vet immediately. A seal bites can cause nasty infections. Another reason that dogs should not be let off the lead is that seals sometimes go up into the dunes as well as onto the beach, so you may happen upon one unexpectedly. And finally, take your rubbish home with you. It goes without saying that you should never leave litter behind. It's hazardous to the local wildlife, and not just during pupping season. Fishing lines, ropes, nets, and plastic flying rings can cause nasty injuries to seals.